You know, we just finished up one of the toughest hours of radio of our careers. We both had to eat a meal during that hour. We had to talk about a devastating loss. I ate 3/4 of a piece of pumpkin cheesecake. I'm tired. I got up super early this morning. 5 a.m. my alarm went off. 5 a.m. Did I get a nap? Nope. My entire wife's family is in town. The whole family. They're all in my house. There's times I wanted to quit. I want to just drive my car into the ocean. But then I saw a tweet. And it said, "You guys are making me laugh with this show today." And I said, "You know what? I don't do it for the money. I don't do it for the fame. I don't do it for the bitches. I do it for that guy that I made laugh in his car. That's what I care about." So, Fred, you asked, are you done? The answer is, hell no. Not even close. We're just getting started, Fred. You like that? You like that?
I have no idea where to go.
All right. I was going to quit, but I'm fighting through.
You should. You should.
I mean, I've been through good times. I've been through bad times. But you know what? It's all better than floating along in the middle doing nothing.
That's right.
Which I fundamentally disagree with that. Like, middle times better than bad times, right? Isn't that?
Yeah.
Doesn't the scale go good times, middle times, bad times, like top to bottom? Like, you prefer middle times, like where it's not really great, but it's not really awful, to where
to bad.
To where, like, buy your wife a car, then you crash it the next day.
Right.
That's bad.
That's bad.
I would have preferred a day where I got up and didn't really do anything. Maybe played a game on the PlayStation. Watched a late night college basketball game from last night in the middle of the day. Took a nap, maybe. That's like a middle day, you know?
Yeah.
I'll take that over a bad day. The middle days, those are acceptable days. Bad days suck. I don't know where JJ got that logic from. He must not have really bad days.
Yeah, I think his middle days are, or his bad days are middle days for most of us.
I think his bad days are great days for most of us, because let me tell you, let's say I tore 2 ab muscles today, and I went home and I was like, ugh, I'm going to have surgery on my abdomen because I'm so shredded that I tore my own abs from my body. Let me check my bank account. Boom. Yep, today doesn't suck. That would be me if I were JJ Watt. I'm going to go to my no-frills cabin, and I'm going to take the elevator up to the 3rd kitchen, and I'm going to make a turkey sandy. I'm going to lay on the couch.
No, I'm going to have my cook make the turkey sandy.
Right, yeah.
let's get that right.
Yeah. And then I'm going to bang whatever hot chick that I'm banging these days. Kush's sister-in-law. I'm going to get on that.
Or any random soccer chick.
Yeah. This is a really awful day. Give me a break. That's a great day, bro. You're living a good life. You don't even know what a bad day is, I don't think. Bad day.
Good God. Right? All right. If you're just joining us and don't know what the hell we're doing, I'm sorry you missed the last hour. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-ESPN.
That's like, think about it. Like, when you look like Brad Pitt, you think you have bad days? Getting divorced from Angelina Jolie. She's taking custody of all 26 of our adopted kids. I should be upset, but I'm super rich and I look like Brad Pitt, so I'm going to go out, hook up with some strange, and go home. It's going to be a pretty good night. Go home to my mansion. I'll be all right. You know? That dude never crashes his new Honda Accord the day after he buys it. That's a bad day. All right? You guys don't know bad days. Give me a break.
Is the car fixed yet?
No. They've got someone like the everything's running slow because it's the holidays, but they've got the inspector going out to look at it tomorrow, which means it should be fixed next week. Thanks for asking, Fred. I mean, that made my bad day better. That made my middle day close to a good day.
Really?
Yeah, thanks. This pumpkin cheesecake turned what was a middle day to a pretty solid day. I checked my bank account, and I'm not going to give you a boom, but we're doing all right. It's not bad here. Had some good meat, some good cheesecake. You had some nice coffee.
Yeah. I had to have the coffee because the pork chop was about to put me to sleep.
Show's still going?
Yeah.
Yeah. I made another guy laugh.
Did you?
Yeah. Jesus or Jesus. I'm going to go with Jesus. I made Jesus laugh. And any day you make Jesus laugh is a good day. So I'm having a good day now. You're welcome, Jesus.
There you go.
Thanks for the platform, Fred.
Disco says, understand you guys are not JJ's demo. He wrote that article for 40-year-old housewives out in Katy.
That's probably legit.
Yeah, good point, Disco.
Probably legit.
So I'm sure they love it. They're probably hating us right now. Yeah, honestly, do you really think that guy knows what a bad day is at all, now that I think about it?
I mean, what? I don't think that dude grew up broke to begin with. I don't think he was like a...
Now, we're excluding stuff like deaths in the family from that kind of
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's common. I mean, that...
Everybody has those.
Everybody has those, right.
Not everybody buys a car and then wrecks it the next day.
True.
So, I don't know. I'm sure he's had a bad day before at some point. It's probably a long time ago, though. And he probably got over it pretty quick because the next day was super awesome. Right?
You got to think.
Yeah. How hard can it be? That's the life. You know?
Yeah.
What's a bad day for him? I'm like 10 minutes late to tea time?
Well, he can't swing golf clubs right now, I'm sure.
No, that's true.
So you can be as late for your tea time as you want. It's like, I'm sorry, I'm 30 minutes late, but I can't play anyway.
Here's a bad day. At my no-frills cabin, I had to add on a fourth car garage because I couldn't fit the Hummer next to the Escalade because the snowmobiles and the ATVs were taking up a bunch of space, so I had to expand. And now construction got some dust into my eye. Today sucks.
Yeah, that's awful. That's awful.
Oh. Am I done, though?
Well, what about
Hell you? No. I'm just getting started, Fred. Just getting started.
What about your physical therapy?
No, it's good. It's great. Is it hard sometimes? Sure. But listen.
They probably give him, like, by far the hottest physical therapist, too.
Oh, no doubt.
I remember after my shoulder surgery, I got the one that looked like a female Adolf Hitler. He doesn't get that person.
Yeah, I've experienced the highs and I've experienced the lows, and both are better than living in the middle. I feel like he stole that out of a book or something. That can't be his life, though.
I think he got that off a fortune cookie.
I do know having surgery sucks.
Yeah.
It's never fun. But when you wake up in your no-frills cabin and you get to rehab in your custom in-home gym with world-class trainers and state-of-the-art technology, day gets better. Day gets better. And he's not even allowed to exercise yet. That dude's probably played so much PlayStation over the last few months.
Oh, he's probably a savage on Madden.
Probably.
He's probably got himself up over 100.
You think he's talking smack to little kids on the online, like,
shut you down!
Shut you down!
Oh. I see your back.
That's the lows. He loses a Madden game. That's a low. I lost a Madden. I lost a Madden tournament today.
Do you think he gets Madden and throws his throws something after he loses, like he does with his helmet?
Yeah, I'm sure he probably throws his TV out the third story of his no-frills cabin.
It pulls his back and re-injures it in the process. Exactly. Oh gosh.